Well, this voice is not unfamiliar to our listeners here at Mater Dei Radio. As in fact, I was getting Leonardo set up on the line. He is in Philadelphia. St. Luke Productions has given for over four decades just their heart and soul in sharing a mission of bringing the saints, bringing Christ alive through live performances. And there's something special. You know, we can watch videos and films and all of that, but when we watch a live performance of Jesus Christ, of hearing the gospel, of encountering the saints, something changes. So I want to welcome back to the Mater Dei Radio studio, all the way from Philadelphia, Leonardo DeFilippis, founder and president of St. Luke Productions. Good morning, my dear friend.
Well, greetings from Philadelphia to everybody there in the Northwest. So God bless you. Here I am.
Did you ring the Liberty Bell yet this morning?
Yeah, I climbed up there and it still rings.
Way to
so
go.
Let freedom ring.
There you go.
Let freedom ring. Oh, my goodness. So, yeah. Philadelphia, what's on tap for you there?
Well, what's happening is I just finished a show on St. Maximilian Kolbe, Saint of Auschwitz, to do for the first Catholic boys high school in the United States, diocesan. And that was, it's called Roman Catholic High School, built, by those post-Civil War workers. So it's in the late 1800s. So it really was fantastic. We got another show here in just another hour or so, and then we're going to be in the area. We're going to be performing in different parishes and at the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa, which is in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. So that's going to be kind of special too. So, yeah, there's a lot of excitement about Maximilian. So I'm just so happy to be able to still keep going.
Absolutely. And, we're going to talk about the Tolton sweep because I know in the state of Washington, we've got Tolton all over and then also back here at Mount Angel. But I want you to talk about Maximilian a little bit, Leonardo, and just why is his message and his story so appropriate for what's going on in our times?
Well, I think absolutely. I think, with what all those different social movements that are happening with socialism, with communism and even aspects of fascism that is happening in the United States right now and in the world, you get a lot of different people who are doing all kinds of things. So it's, and I think also the whole aspect of Mary, the Mother of God, the need for her right now in our difficult times is so important, particularly, and that's why Maximilian, his message is so powerful, his story is so powerful. And that's what we found in even doing it for the high schools. Mm-hmm. You think, what do high schools care about World War II? Because they'd have no relationship to it. But also, I think you see now with the invasion of Ukraine, the worries in Poland still, there's all of that. And the respect for human life. That is one of the big highlights of the Maximilian, drama.
I was going to ask you, Leonardo, how long have you been doing Maximilian? Because it's such a great show. It's been one of your wonderful staples of St. Luke Productions.
It really has. We opened it in 1993 at World Youth Day in Denver.
Wow.
So that was when you were a young man.
That's correct, yes.
And so I've been doing it since then. It's amazing. It happens to be our biggest show or most popular show that we've ever done in terms of how many times we've done it. But I didn't even promote this. This just kind of came through some different priests that wanted this to happen. And so we did it as kind of a favor because I have so much going on at work at St. Luke Productions. So, but anyway, it's a great grace to be able to still be able to do it live. Like Dina Marie was saying, when you do something live, it's really impactful compared even sometimes to the films, et cetera.
Yeah. And I think, Leonardo, you talk about going to the high schools, and these high school kids are so absorbed into technology to have an encounter with another human person. You're pushing them to really experience what's real, because all that technology is in some other, space. I think this is critical to have this type of evangelization is one-on-one, person-to-person.
Yeah, I mean, technology is important. You wouldn't exist without it. Maximilian himself was into modern technology.
Yes.
But there's nothing like the human person. I always say, would you like to meet Jesus live or would you like to watch him on television?
Mm-hmm.
And I think we all understand what that means. It's different. I've met John Paul II or met Mother Teresa. When I've seen her, you see her on television and all that. But when you see her live or shake hands with John Paul II, which I did, you know, then you're kind of like, whoa, you know, this is, you're pretty overwhelmed by the, just the mere presence of God.
Mm-hmm. Leonardo DeFilippis with us from St. Luke Productions. He's talking about being in Philadelphia with Maximilian Kolbe, but you've got Jim Coleman on the road in Washington State, but he's going to make a trip down to Mount Angel Abbey. And what I love this about the Tolton performance, it's for the seminarians particularly and the Benedictine monks, of course, but anybody can come on Monday night's performance to see a Tolton at the Damien Center. Just give us a sense of Tolton coming to the seminary and to be sharing that message to seminarians.
Well, what I'm so excited, it took a long time because we've been doing this for what, almost 5 years in the midst of the pandemic and everything else, but to come to Mount Angel, finally to bring it to the seminarians, to bring this incredible priest, one of the great historical priests of our country and of our church, and to bring him right there to, and also to the monks. No one has really encountered Father Tolton before in that seminary. They may now have heard of him, but, you know, when we started this whole, no one knew about him. Even the seminarians, the bishops, the priests, he's such a hidden saint, a future saint. And so I'm so excited because our roots are really at Mount Angel Abbey, where we kind of started this whole ministry and their encouragement, the late Father Bernard Sanders. And I'm also excited, too, that Abbot Jeremy, who's now the current abbot, who has been with me since right all the way before his ordination to the priesthood. That's how long we've known each other. So I'm so excited to bring it there. I think the monks are excited. We're trying to make this a special event, you know, to try to even document what the monks and the priests and the seminarians are going to, how they react, so that their witness, their testimony can go forward out into the world more to you know, future places. And so I'm super excited about it. It'll be there Monday. I think it's at 7 o'clock, correct?
That's right.
Yeah, so
o'clock.
Seven. So it's like a 7 to 8:30. So all you listeners out there, it might be rainy, it might be dark. Of course it will. But, you know, you can try to make a pilgrimage down there.
Mm-hmm.
And those are in the metro area, in the Salem area or in Portland area. You know, come on down. And you can also meet my wife, Patty. She'll be there, too.
Excellent.
So, yeah, so it's exciting. I'm very blessed, and I'm really proud of the Seattle Archdiocese, too, for taking this so seriously that they wanted to bring it to five different parishes to really spread the news about Father Tolton.
I'm really excited to see that, Leonardo. The priests that serve at the parishes I now attend in Cowlitz County, they're all from those parishes up in the further northern part near Olympia and Seattle and that. So I'm excited to see Tolton. They're excited to see that their fellow parishioners in the various communities in the Archdiocese of Seattle can see Tolton. So I just want to encourage people, when you see these events happening, I know folks that are Eugene, they're coming from Eugene and carpooling up to Mount Angel on Monday, you know, get there early. You can spend, you know, time during the day at the monastery for prayer time, grab a bite to eat, and then go to the performance at 7 o'clock in the evening. But it's going to be wonderful. And I just want to ask you, Leonardo, you know, as a seminarian on the road to the priesthood, what do you hope Tolton will inspire in their vocation?
Well, I think his incredible commitment to the Catholic Church, even despite the persecution by the human, sinful part of the church, meaning not allowing at that time, you know, black individuals to become priests, it just shows you through the eyes of a missionary priest, meaning an Irish priest who stuck with him, sent him to Rome, and had him persevere in ordination, etc. You'll see his incredible perseverance and his love for the church, that the Catholic Church, he knew it was the way, it was the door to be opened for all souls. And I think another thing is, you know, in terms of persevering in their studies, if Father, you know, you'll see the seminarians will go, how easy it is for me to become a priest compared to Father Tolton, all the obstacles and all the different things that were put in his way to stumble him, to try to get, how the devil tried to stop him each and every turn. So, and they're going to try to attack each of those seminaries, but I think it'll give them hope. That's what my prayer is, to give them hope. And they'll have the conviction. I still remember Father Hunniger was seeing it in Salem at St. Joe's. And after, at the end of the show, he was almost speechless. He wanted to say something. He was kind of like almost crying because he was so touched by Father Tolton. So I'm hoping it'll really touch those seminarians, really inspire the monks and also the priests that will attend. And, of course, all the laity.
Yeah.
We need the laity.
Absolutely. Again, Monday night, Mount Angel Abbey at the Damien Center. 7 o'clock is the performance time for Tolton. Get there early. There's no charge. They'll certainly take a free will offering to support the ministry. And I know the seminarians have refreshments, so they want you to come and they want you to enjoy this time. Leonardo, stay safe as you travel. Guardian angels over you and to keep you safe. And Patty as well. Great to have you with us here at Mater Dei Radio. And the website for folks to keep updated on the latest performance at St. Luke.
Yeah, go to stlukeproductions.com and go to the calendar section, and you can click and see where it is if you have relatives in Seattle, or, you know, what more details on Mount Angel performance. So definitely do that.
All right.
That would be fantastic. So thank you so much, and continue to support us if you can with your prayers and your donations so we can keep this ministry going.
Absolutely. Again, St. Luke Productions, and you can find out all the information on our website at materdeiradio.com. We'll have that information also on the podcast that will be available on our Hail Mary Media app.